You know, there's this recording, somebody posted it. Trump's White House press secretary slammed the media. So we should play
this one. It's worth listening to. Definitely worth listening to.
So you sent it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you. It sets a tone, Bob. Trump is setting the tone.
All right, let me see. Make sure the sound flower is up.
Nasty as racism.
Okay, so it begins with a woman at the Women's March accusing everybody of being racist. It would be nasty, and he's spreading. People are nuts. Yeah, it sees racism everywhere. Okay, I will.
Yeah, let me just say this, actually. It just struck me when you want to create a scene or clear the building, you yell fire or rape. So
yeah,
that's what they're doing.
That's right,
they're yelling rape.
Yelling rape. And when I was hearing the little girls last night that
at the end,
InfoWars guy was interviewing, it's like they need their protest.
Yeah.
This generation just wants to have a protest. They don't even know why they're there. They're having fun, laughing, swearing.
Say, fuck you! Fuck you! But, Carol, that started with TV. It started with the 60s. Every generation repeats it.
Yeah, turn on the camera and they go wild. Girls go wild.
Yeah.
So it's the Mod Squad.
The Mod Squad, that's right. They were the beginning. Well, they were the first to beat up the protesters. But listen to this.
I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny.
Good evening. Thank you guys for coming. I know our first official press briefing is going to be on Monday, but I wanted to give you a few updates on the president's activities. But before I get to the news of the day, I think I'd like to discuss a little bit of the coverage of the past 24 hours. Yesterday, at a time when our nation and the world was watching the peaceful transition of power, and as the president said, the transition in the balance of power from Washington to the citizens of the United States, some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting. For all the talk about the proper use of Twitter, two instances yesterday stand out. One was a particularly egregious example in which a reporter falsely tweeted out that the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. had been removed from the Oval Office. After it was pointed out that this was just plain wrong, the reporter casually reported and tweeted out and tried to claim that a Secret Service agent must have just been standing in front of it. This was irresponsible and reckless. Secondly, photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way, in one particular tweet, to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. This was the first time in our nation's history that floor coverings have been used to protect the grass in the mall. That had the effect of highlighting any areas where people were not standing, while in years past, the grass eliminated this visual. This was also the first time that fencing and magnetometers went as far back on the wall, preventing hundreds of thousands of people from being able to access the mall as quickly as they had in inaugurations past. Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out. By the way, this applies to any attempts to try to count the number of protesters today in the same fashion. We do know a few things, so let's go through the facts. We know that the platform where the president was sworn into 4th Street holds about 250,000 people. From 4th Street to the media tent is about another 220,000. And from the media tent to the Washington Monument, another 250,000 people. All of this space was full when the president took the oath of office. We know that 420,000 people used the D.C. Metro public transit yesterday, which actually compares to 317,000 that used it for President Obama's last inaugural. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong. The president was also at the center, as you know, the president was at the Central Intelligence Agency today and greeted by a raucous overflow crowd of some 400 plus CIA employees. There were over 1,000 requests to attend, prompting the president to note that he'll have to come back to greet the rest. The employees were ecstatic that he's the new commander in chief, and he delivered them a powerful and important message. He told them he has their back, and they were grateful for that. They gave him a 5-minute standing ovation at the end in a display of their patriotism and their enthusiasm for his presidency. I'd also note that it's a shame that the CIA didn't have a CIA director to be with him today when he visited, because the Democrats have chosen, Senate Democrats are stalling the nomination of Mike Pompeo and playing politics with national security. That's what you guys should be writing and covering. That this, instead of sowing division about tweets and false narratives, the president is committed to unifying our country, and that was the focus of his inaugural address. This kind of dishonesty in the media, challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult.
Hey, Carolyn, is this carrying on from Trump's campaign? Every press conference is going to be these guys coming up complaining.
Okay, it's 11 o'clock now, but we can go to work now. What happened is it was very specifically, there was a room of nobody. There was no one invited to the press conference. He was just at the podium at the stand all by himself. There was nobody up there. There was no one invited in. There is no press corps anymore. It's beautiful.
It is empty. There is some press there, but it's empty. It's kind of semi-empty. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Hey. Pay attention. Kick Ion's chair. Kick Ion's chair.
We said yes. How many times do I need to say yes?
Well, you got to make it audible. Okay, so what are you saying? They do show not many people in the briefing room. You're saying that Trump didn't allow anybody in there?
That's correct.
Amazing. And this guy, Sean Spicer, who you made fun of a couple weeks ago when he was on Sunday morning TV shows, but he just comes out angry. They're going to just continue the Trump anger at everybody.
It's the anger at the press. It's maintaining the position rather than just succumbing and now trying to be nice to the press because they're in control.
Trump breaks records constantly and nobody reports the records. They have to come out and tell us that we broke that record, got more people on the subway than ever happened ever, including Obama. Ian, so your point is that the press is not allowed to be there.
Yeah, they've been done. Their mediatology is done. They're not together. They're fighting. They're going down, Bob, but it's kicking and screaming.
Yes, okay. So we're starting at 6:01, and so I would say Ion comment on press coverage.
Remember to hit send. Make sure you may hit send, Bob, or it doesn't go through.
Ion on press coverage at... That's the beginning of the Sunday morning report.
Too much popcorn, Bob. Too much popcorn.
Too much of everything.
Hey, Carolyn, there's some wonderful products you should try. They're really great. It'll change your life.
I would try your guys' products. I'm only here as a CIA assignment, okay? I mean, I wouldn't be here.
Yesterday, Bob didn't eat, actually. I made liver, and it's the first time Bob has rejected a meal.
I said, what is this crap?
He rejected
mine. Trying to poison me on Trump Day. Trying to take over herself, claim all legitimacy. But let's continue with this wonderful press conference where this Sean Spicer is like a dog, bulldog.
He's a very articulate bulldog.
And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well. The American people deserve better, and as long as he serves as the messenger for this incredible movement, he will take his message directly to the American people, where his focus will always be. And with that, a few other updates from the day. The president had a constructive conversation with Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada about strengthening the relationship between our two nations.
He's trying to find bed space for all the Democrats to move to Canada.
Giving them addresses in little towns to move to. Okay.
Additional meetings in the days to come, which we will follow up on. He also spoke to Prime Minister Peña Nieto of Mexico and talked about a visit on trade, immigration, and security that will occur on the 31st. The president will welcome his first foreign leader this Thursday when the United Kingdom's Theresa May will come to Washington on Friday.
Yay.
So that's Theresa. She has the hots for me. That's Theresa. She's going to be over here. She's using Trump as a cover to come over to Maui. Yeah.
I emailed you that our buddy, the name we had to memorize for our immigration, she turns out to be a rock star.
Who, Theresa May?
Tulsa.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the British Prime Minister, Carol.
Yeah, oh, no.
What
this
are you
is something
about?
Even more interesting.
What?
Tulsa Gabbard.
Yeah.
T-U-L-S.
She's a new governor?
No. Tulsi, maybe, Gabbard, is the congresswoman representing the 2nd District of Hawaii. And she's apparently gone to Syria, for Pete's sakes, on some sort of peace mission for Trump.
Yeah.
So Trump's claiming Hawaii, taking it right away from Obama.
Okay, so you're saying she's a rock star.
Yep.
Was she?
No.
Oh, she's becoming one.
She was military, so
oh, okay.
Now she's congresswoman. Now she's getting in bed. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Now she's complicit with Trump.
Yeah, it's like Trump's first president realized he has all his power. Why don't he just clean up the world? No one else ever thought they had that much power.
Yeah.
They're going to call it fascism, but Trump just knows that one person can Rumpelstiltskin the whole world, so let's do
now
it.
Now, you leave Tom Ford. You leave Tom Ford out of it, Bob.
Okay. I was going to bring him up. Dan
fascism.
Chevrolet.
Fascism.
Chevrolet. Yeah, Tom Ford Chevrolet. Okay, let's carry on.
Apple Pie Chevrolet.
Yeah. Let's listen to Mr. Spicer and his press conference.
Tomorrow, the president will oversee his assistance to the president being sworn in. The staff will then have an ethics briefing and be a briefing on the proper use and handling of classified information. Further updates as far as what he will do. Oh, and then in the evening, he will have a reception for Lauren.
Oh. I just forgot.
He's not taking any questions from the press. He's doing a monologue.
There are no press.
Guy's doing a bulldog monologue.
Further updates as far as what he will do. Oh, and then in the evening, he will have a reception for law enforcement and first responders that helped support the inauguration. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I will see you on Monday.
He didn't talk to the press. He just walked out. The press stands up, starts yelling, and he just ignores them. That's pretty good. There was another thought there about him.
It's what is it? Conditioning, aversive conditioning, a psychological technique. Whatever. They were bad the day before, so they didn't get to talk to him.
Yeah, it's like
today.
It's like here, if you don't come and talk to me after I left, you don't get to talk to Ion. Trump's following the payday model. You can't just come to the press conference. You got to do some work with us. You got to enjoy Bob's seminars. Now here's Alex Jones. Apparently he's yelling his head off at something here. This here he says,
"You are what empowers it. You are the future, and we're going to get out of your way and let you have your destiny, have your dreams. And we understand America's special in that destiny, and that as America goes, the rest of the world goes." Washington envisioned all of this, his farewell address. He saw this in Providence, in a vision. And now it's all come true. The enemy knew that, so that's why they always invoke the occult. Invoke, don't talk about God or Christ. Don't talk about Providence. Don't say, you know, America's great and all this stuff.
He's complaining about me. I evoke the occult. Ion, don't tell anybody you're the occult or whatever you appear to be. Jones won't have us on his show. Do you hear that? The bad guys evoke the occult.
Moralize us not to have this birthright. It's why they teach you in school how horrible, you know, the idea of American providence and manifest destiny and all of this is, and talk about the problems and crimes associated. There's problems and crimes associated with any humans or any movement, but overall, the greater destiny to defeat tyranny worldwide and to stop a great evil in the future. And I believe it's going to be this republic in the future that defeats the entire world government, anti-human, eugenics-based technocracy system. So, we're here. This is a giant victory for humanity. It is massive. And looking at Michelle and looking at Obama up on the Jumbotron, when they were singing the Star Spangled Banner, Obama, with that arrogant, smug feeling that he's better than everybody, looked like he was dying. He had a fake smile. Michelle was frowning the entire time because these are cult members who were put in power by the globalists so that they could help destroy the country and divide the nation. They are absolutely evil and want poor people not to have a future. That's why he goes to Africa and says, you can't have cars or air conditioning, because he is literally there to hurt poor people across the board, and they needed that face, though, as their cover to carry it out. Donald Trump right now is making hundreds of phone calls a day trying to get jobs into Detroit, trying to get jobs into Atlanta, trying to get jobs into all these places in the Midwest as well. Very, very, very exciting stuff is happening. This is just an incredible time to be alive, and I cannot stress to everybody how historical this is, because everything the New World Order's done has been designed to bring this country down, because they can't have a big, free, open, wealthy nation state with a big, fat, middle class, upwardly mobile people inside this impoverished, anti-human world government system they're establishing. Too much competition for them. They admit that in the white papers. The British government 200 years ago wrote they couldn't compete with the American system. And again, the British now are throwing off globalism. They're throwing off these monopoly systems. So this is an incredible time to be alive. It is an amazing time to be alive. And it is, quite frankly, so humbling and stunning, the fact that we go through these crowds of people, people of every race, color, and creed, who are all just humans with red blood. This is breaking the will of the media that's trying to create...
Oh, he mentioned the code word blood. Look at that, Ian. He knows. He said red blood. Red blood. All these humans all these with red blood. What? Am I getting zapped? Where is Ion? Let's see. Ion, what do you make? Oh, you got knocked off. Ion, what do you make of what Alex
opens
like?
Up? And that's the answer to all your questions.
Yeah, shut up. You got to do it again. do you like what Alex Jones is saying? Do you agree with his vision?
It's limited. We'd like to embrace it, but it's always too clever by half. It always brings you right up to the cusp and then drops you. Brings you right to think that's what it's going to be and then not. And then we always have the possibility for that. And at the end of the day, when he wins, when Alex Jones wins, Donald Trump says, get the fuck out of here. Who the hell are you? Get out. Get out. Get out. It'll be just like Chris Christie. He'll chop his dick off from Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's like, who the hell are you? Get out of here. Carolyn, did you let this person in here? You need to get him out of here. This is some bullshit. Get out. Get out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You do sound like the occult globalist New World Satanic Order.
We aim to please, Bob. Now you aim to please, Bob.
We aim to please. After that rant, you say we aim to please. Well, we're funny at anybody. No doubt about that.
Funny ha-ha or funny odd, Bob?
What? What? What'd you say, Ian? We're plenty odd? Did you say we're plenty odd? What'd he say, Kel? Give me a translation. Get the hell back in here, Kel.
Oh, Lord.
No,
see what happened. He
should have
eaten the liver. He should have ate the liver. There's nothing we could
do. He's hypoglycemic.
Hypoglycemic, Michael. Help me.
Snort some Renew.
That's why it's helped in the past.
Give me some Renew to snort, Kel. Quick. I like this Alex Jones guy.
He has his own channel.
I know.
And he's talking from the bottom of a garbage
voice.
Yeah.
Throat mechanism.
Is that a trope? A trope?
Yeah, Trump mask. Trump mask replica.
See, if you're not a white person, you can't, have guns or private property or a future. You don't have the American birthright. You don't have a future of wealth. That's your enemy. That's racist. This is a cult programming to make people poor and make them the slaves of the globalists who all over the world will play different groups off against each other. If it's Ukraine, they'll play Catholic off against Orthodox. Or if it's a country in Africa, they'll play the Christians off against the, you know, the animists or the Muslims, or vice versa.
Dr. Dean is over at my desk. She's dropped over into my area. Yes, Dr. Dean?
Would you like eggs or oatmeal?
Fuck you! Give me the Renew. I need the Renew. I need it.
Well, she said you had $100,000 worth of it in the bathtub when she pulled the cork bomb. Let it go.
That's what I had. I was childish back then. I didn't understand who I was, what I was. I didn't know I was ascended. I was just a normal little guy back then. I had no clue. Nice. I'm just snorting some. Smells good. Don't touch me. Anyways.
Carolyn, go watch them nasty hands. What in the world is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's a funny day. It's Sunday morning, and Bob greets his little wife. He goes, fuck you! Breakfast with Bob and Connie.
The morning Joe. We got the morning Joe going right on.
Yeah, there. Morning Scarborough Joe. Joe Scarborough. This thing's called Idiots React to Trump Inauguration. Let's see what this one is. Idiots React.
I thought the butt hurt, the mass hysteria, and the temper tantrums were finally over. Nah-uh. This is the anti-capitalist block of Disrupt J20. Yeah, I'd like more capitalism, please. With a side serving of capitalism.
He showed a woman kneeling in the middle of the square, screaming her head off. just screaming at nothing. That's why he was laughing at someone protesting. Okay, Ion, so you'd like to talk to some Ionauts?
If you want to.
Okay, let's start off with little Sarah. Let's see if Sarah's got any questions. You got some questions, Sarah?
Oh, or comments? Not any questions.
What are you doing here?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Ion.
If you don't have any questions, then you look around the room and come up with any questions that might some other people might be interested in. Be creative here, Sarah.
All right. When Shekinah came down after Cain and Abel and all that, where did Cain go? Where can he go? Where could he have gone? Or does he just constantly have to hide from God?
Okay, so Sarah, you're asking what happened to Cain, right, Sarah? Where'd he go or something?
So I have a lot of questions around that whole story. Yeah, I want to know, where did he go?
He went off to... go ahead, Ian.
No, Bob, go ahead. You're developing.
What I remember is he was the child of Lilith. He and his brother, and they were sent off to marry some people, and they went over to the neighborhood, the town next door, and they're supposed to be the first humans, but they're all a bunch of people already there, and that was before the flood when the angels were mating with the humans, so that Cain and Abel were able to hang out with some angel people.
It's where they got their wives.
Now, were their wives half angel?
No.
There just were a lot of humans.
That's
around.
Not there really what no I'm beginning. Asking about. I want to ask about the Shekinah. So it's like Michael came down, and she was like, this is how you plant everything, and wanted to go home, went back. And so then, is the first time that the Shekinah separated from the whole to come down and, like, accuse Cain and tell Cain?
No, it didn't really separate. You're saying there was a separation, and then it came down to kick ass and take names and tell y'all how to get the fuck right. It wasn't like that. It was more of a merged convalescence period that allowed them to see that there's a different way to look at it, a different perspective to engage. And that's all that was communicated, and not very well. You know, if you're all that in a bag of chips, you ought to be able to talk right. Well, she couldn't even talk right, so it's like, okay, fine. And why am I listening to you in the first place? Blah, blah, blah. You know how it kind of goes from there. It's like an afternoon with Bob, you know.
Yeah. What is Shekinah, Sarah? What's that?
I don't know. It's just that I'm a part of the whole.
Well, is it mentioned in the Bible?
I just, she's seen a half of Jesus that never manifests as human meat sack on earth, so therefore she's just part of earth. She's the architect. She's the person that mapped it out, thing that mapped it out, the female half of God. I don't really know much about it.
What do you say, Shekinah?
I mean,
is this Kabbalah stuff? Is that whack job Kabbalah nonsense? Gnostic retrievals? Is that what Shekinah refers to, Ian, or is it something else? Maybe in the five books of Moses.
It's all picked up. Not in the books of Moses, the Torah, no.
All right, so Sarah, it's not something that can be talked about too much, Sarah. There's a nothing there. So that's a swage.
That's exactly what that is.
Oh, it's a nothing. It's supposed to be a nothing. It's an elision, E-L-I-S-I-O-N. No, an elision.
That is exactly what that is.
That. What about that, though?
Heard that.
You got that tape?
She's doing good. That's excellent. Excellent, darling. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, next topic,
Thank
Sarah.
You. I don't have questions.
Why not?
Okay, make the statement. Make the statement about your breakdown last week. And if not, why not?
I don't want to talk about Noah.
Why not? We like Noah. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to. That's fine. We yield. But we're just saying, why not? It's all good. There's a neighborhood. He's in it. Where are you going to go otherwise, darling? Where are you going to go otherwise?
That's my point. Like, where could you possibly go? No one.
Yeah. But at least it's not like a fucked up thing where they actually leave the world to get away from you to come back to you. That's a whole nother thing. So develop it. We'll help if we can. Or you want us to wipe you? You want us to wipe you so you never have remembrance of it again? We can do that. We know a guy. Are you sure? Like, honey, it don't scare one of us, just so you know. It don't scare us at all. Honey, we tear it up on the weekend in no kind of trouble. So we just want you happy, and that's whatever that is. And we're like Delta Airlines, darling. We just want to get you there.
So is that it, Sarah?
When the accurate sharpness eases, then we're going to speak about it, and we're not going to let it go, and it's not going to go away, and. So we patiently will allow you to work it out because we're that kind of nonsensical. It's all happy for you. Good for you.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, Sha, go into your questions, and like I told you, listen to Ion's answer. Don't accept immediately. Think about his answer. Ask some more questions about that topic.
Oh, Lord. Here's the first thing to listen to. This is not a thinking man's game. You roll with it, honey. Tell us about the Fa Sol La.
Me?
Yes, you.
Sarah. Me. It was wonderful,
okay, now get on. Get off the speakerphone.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that was Soft Bob. Don't we like Soft Bob? Soft Bob is nice. We should have more Soft Bob. That's delicious.
Ion, these questions are to orient me in the landscape without bullshit. And I've got a lot of them. Shall I quickfire them?
Well, except,
You're not going to quick fucking speed them. Maybe later.
Okay.
Find out what Ion's about. Hold on first.
Before you do all that, let's talk about the Fa Sol La. So do the Fa Sol La,
and then we'll ease into
all that.
That was on the benches, like the other lady who went this week, and we were invited into the middle.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's where it all begins. Okay, Actually, we got this, darling. Just hold on a second. We got you. Now, see what happens? There's a convergence, a tonal frequency. We call it frequency, like to get your freak on. You know, it's kind of fun. We just kind of, we try to bring a little pro-social atmosphere to the whole construct, you see. Now, here's what happens is it changes the vibration of the planet. Okay, it also changes you. It also changes your meat set body. Now, some people call that healing. We think that's what you do to a blue tick hound. You take a Louisville slugger and you bash them in the head and they'll heal. They'll lay down right there in front of you. But when you're in the middle of that tonal, sacred harp sound vibration, you don't have to hear it. Deaf people can hear it. They feel it. It's a visceral tactile knowing. And what happens is it actually changes your entire genetic structure. Well, from a vibrational standpoint. But then again, they say you can get too much X-ray radiation. What if this vibration is also radiating to you that you absorb and then it becomes into a quick way of knowing that you are where you are? Okay, and you had the experience in the middle. Now, before that happened, it was one way. After that happened, it was another way. Please describe the difference in you after you were in the middle.
Joy.
And a joy unspeakable or just joy, like flowing joy?
Still content.
Peace. Uttermost peace. Peace.
Yes, but normal.
Yes.
But peaceful. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which song did they sing? That has an effect on what happens to you.
The one I chose. In the middle was heaven. It was about heaven's here now, I think. I can't remember.
Give the number. Do you remember the number?
You'd have to rewind me to see it. It was on the right hand side.
Well, no, we see it. We know we can rewind you, and we can, but that's not the point. That's not important. What is important is the number, like 117, Babylon is fallen, or how tedious and tasteless are the hours, or some of those kind of things. We'll put it in the fa-so-la. It's in the fa-so-la. But then once we come to a place, you find that the waving of the hand sets the tone, and then the different song does different things. Okay? So if you had a melanoma, you'd go a different way. Or if you had a despicable relationship and you needed them taken care of, that's another thing. The angels guard this very, very, very temptuously. They don't like it. They don't want you going. They don't want you empowered. They don't want you in that place. They'll blow cars up, blow things up, put sand trucks in your way. They'll make it late. That's why they don't use power. Most of the fossil laws, they don't even let power come to the building because the angels use that to disrupt the service. But now in the newer days, now if you get to Shoal Creek or some of those very wonderful places, sacred ground as it were, you won't have electricity at all. They don't even have windows. It's open. It's built, you know, several hundred years old.
That's what it was.
Of course.
And I had a lot of markers all week.
Yes. And things that slow it down and mess it up or disturb it, or it's not convenient, or we can't do it, or we can't get there from here. It does that. That's angelic business. Because, see, you know, the devil is an angel. He's actually an archangel. So no surprise that they would be involved in the hereditary descent of the American tide coming into your place of knowing. It is an American tide, by the way.
Heavenly.
Okay, now we're doing fa sol la, and now we've established something. What else is important about that engagement? What did you find? What did you feel? Tell us about the tall man with the salt and pepper hair.
He'd been to Alabama.
He went to Montgomery.
Yes, tapping with his feet.
Oh, my God.
And everything, yes.
Foot stomping, that's what we call
it. That's right.
It's amazing. It changes things, darling, and it's very critically wonderful. See, Alabama is a great age of that position, and a lot of the music comes from that genre, is the way to say genre. Get essence from there. So, good. That's excellent.
And it gave me the idea to go back, to reset in time, to locate the mirror. I wondered if it left the apartment in September 2013. I did some dowsing, and I got September 2013. That was when my sister, my late sister, fell ill, and I spent a lot of time in hospital, so I don't really remember. And as a result of her transition, I got rid of a lot of things as well. You know, I thought, well, I'm going to start over again. This is, I'm going to live my life differently.
Did it work? How did that work out for you?
I took a lot of risks.
No.
I had some stomach bugs before that, and I was down to 9%
body fat. You've been sick for the last 4 years, you said last night.
Yes,
last night,
that was it.
Sick for 4 years.
Yes,
that's,
it started.
That's 13. That's when your sister went.
Oh, well, then it must have been the year before that. But anyway, it's all due to what Ion says about not engaging. It's all down to that.
And that's happy. Now, sometimes that's sharp. Sometimes that's sharp to talk about. But look here at the ease at which you converse, you talk about it. You now it's easy to discuss. You go, oh, well, this is just what occurred. And it wasn't a bad thing. It was just not comfortable or pleasant. But it's something we've overcome, and it's not a problem. Where beforehand, it would have been like death to even speak about it. Remember? Now you're just talking like it's no big deal. Like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I was fucked up a little bit. Yeah, ain't no problem. It's just a little fucked up. It's fleeting, no problem. And that's huge, darling, because the hugeness of that is, it's like, oh, you can be whole again. Oh, yay, excellent. That's good,
like
that's good. That's the road to Wellville.
Yeah, the
road
pulling out
to Wellville.
Thank you, Ion.
It is. You had to bring out the umber, bring out the umber. Good.
What does umber mean, please, for the definition?
Oh, umber. Umber is like when you're too poor. It's a dye, a stain,
a shade.
A shade of umber.
Yes, okay.
It's more like an ambered transtonal position, an ambered transtonal position. We're trying to make this glib because people will listen to it and they'll go all ape shit crazy about this. And we're not trying to start, as Bob says, a movement, bowel or otherwise. We're just trying to get you some words so you can see things in a little clearer light. We're trying to take the stain away, remove
Thank
the strain
you.
Of the stain, and that's what it's going to do. It's kind of like tea.
So to rewind, I haven't succeeded in doing this yet. I haven't known how to get
Don't unwind it. Don't unwind it. Don't get the Ouija board. Don't sweep. Don't turn back time. Don't do all that stuff. Let it go. You can. Bells, don't say that. You certainly can. You've done a lot of things you can't do already. happily. We're not warring you. We're just trying to soften it a little. And if we do that in this case, what happens is changes everything. Now, don't you find it odd? Did you notice when you walked into the service, you came in, how everyone looked all of a sudden like, wow, somebody's here?
I didn't notice it, but it was great. Yes.
No, but you knew to be there. You knew to be there. But did you?
Yes.
But if you'd have looked back, you could have said they wouldn't have in awe welcomed you coming in. That's why they're quick. They don't normally put everybody in the middle right out of the chute like that. So
substance. They did put two other beginners in the middle as well.
Good. That's
so,
fine. To give you the taste. It gives you the taste. And it's
yes,
very sweet.
They were very kind.
It's very,
very
sweet. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you were very sweet. It was very good. You were very pleasant. Well, but see, good manners goes a long way, darling. You can't outgrow good manners. So that's good rearing is always appropriate. We're going to work with Bob and see if we can help Bob with that, too. It'll be great. Maybe we can send Bob to charm school, Cha.
Well, I was going to ask about jealousy. I was going to say, is jealousy...
It's crueler than the grave.
When the one you love is no longer available to you, so you can't express your love, so your compassion is blocked. Is that what jealousy is?
When would that be? No, it is not. When would that be? Jealousy isn't even all that. It's just an emotion that's a baseless reaction to disdain, a baseless reaction to disdain. So you separate yourself. You cut your arm off, and then you're jealous because other people got an arm, and you don't. But you cut your own arm off. So we would say there's never a reason to have or be or do jealousy or anything like that. Because we can say, has it, Loretta Lynn said it, women like you are a dime a dozen. We can buy them anywhere. You're not woman enough to take my man. Honey, get what you want. Get it. Don't worry about all that. You can take care of that yourself. So there is no point of being jealous. Have it. Be doing have it. You don't have to wonder about this petty emotion of a less than this. You know, it's kind of like getting killing your husband, shooting him in the head, and then going to sit and shiver, trying to wonder if you can turn back time and look at him again. Well, hell, you just kill him again. So make it be about your happiness and your world, and then they'll never have an occasion or a position where there would be a jealousy. Now, we're not saying you're jealous, any of that kind of stuff. You're asking about the emotion of to be jealous. We understand that, but we're saying there is no emotion of jealous. It's not that. It's not that at all. What it is a cop-out way of saying, I'm not in charge of my environment. I'm not in charge of or in control of my positional, however fleeting, of my conditional response or position of being.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Good.
And
be soft about it. And if they get in your way, honey, kill them. That's how you solve it. Blow their head off. That's a feature.
Well, regarding Ricardo Montalban,
Montalban, yeah. Ricardo, the plane. Uh-huh.
Yes. Are our numbered meat sack bodies all identical, or can they be different ages, sexes, and cultures?
They're very different. They're very different, very different, very different. They're very varying, just like you are varying. Even in your world here, you're varying, even now.
Yes.
So you most
who's very different,
are.
Ion? Who or
everybody's
what is very
different? Different versions of different versions of different versions.
A different version.
Oh, she's talking about our other self?
Bodies.
How long have you been doing that?
On the other hand.
Okay, and, pursue it. Go into details, child. About the other bodies.
Is Ricardo Montalban something to do with me? Is that why you suggested him?
It's an example of providing the perfect altimeter. It's an example of how to provide the perfect altimeter. You know what an altimeter is?
It's for aircraft.
No, they use it in aircraft, but it's not what it's for. What it is to bring you back into the notion so that you can say, this is how high or low I am in proximity to the Earth.
Altitude.
Altitude and altimeter.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's easy, and so that's just a gauge so you know what the hell's going on. That's all. Ain't nobody hurt.
So,
okay, back to your bodies. Pursue the bodies topic. Okay.
Well, I want to...
What are JW's bodies like? You know, go into the other bodies. Stay with the topic.
Like humans, can off-world beings also have more than one meat sack body?
Yes, always, yes. And then sometimes it's even more so than you, typically, because they don't have any rules about it. You're without rules.
Are the meat sack bodies determined by species? So, I mean, if I was a Dickens sick.
No, they are not.
No.
You don't even know what you look like. So you don't even know what you are. So you could know what someone else species-wise looks like. You don't have any conclusion. You don't have anything to conclude about.
But what kind of altimeter would you use to start as a guideline to assess, apart from a mirror?
We're not positive we would. I mean, it might be a good idea, and we may support it very well, but you're going to have to give us something to work with other than just that.
I wanted to ask you a few questions about the Earth, Ion.
The Earth and all of its fullness,
Who determines the production of the convex to curve the sky and Earth? Is this power the Earth's ruler?
Realms are contained within realms.
Could you elaborate on that?
Queen Victoria was quite famous when something was going on in her thing. She turned around and she'd say, not, someone told her she didn't like it. She'd say, not in my world. And then therefore it was not. That's how that worked. And it was, then it was banished. It was not. When she said that, it was done. You have the same capacity.
Thank you. So is the convex shape curving the sky and the earth produced from a satellite like the moon?
Asking from a different position, you'll like it better.
Does the sun have anything to do with the shaping of the earth, or does it come through the inner earth, the middle earth, from the inside
middle earth,
the Arctic?
Middle earth, inside out. Middle earth, inside out.
Inside yes. out. Good. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm muting Chow. It's about time to tell Chow what we say here, what Ian says. The sun will go away, Chow. So here you are analyzing the sun, looking at the outer kingdom, and trying to figure out ratios, and the sun, the ascended, doesn't exist. That's what you should, now that you know that, ask about that, because you don't know what I mean. I don't even know what I mean. So ask Ion why the sun will go away through the ascended. Okay, I'm unmuting you now.
So Ion, if everything is inverting and the sun is going to disappear, either within us or in some way into the earth, can you explain some of the mechanism of how that's determined, please?
Oh, well, it's determined by God. See, you, as a little man, need the sun for energy. You, Cha, as a god, do not require energy, because you are energy. You are the sun, moon, and stars. You are the tiny notes.
Are you saying that as the Ark of the Covenant and as people reduces and creators become increasingly more powerful or into their full power,
agile.
That the
agile.
Sun will
agile.
That the sun will
agile.
Gradually diminish.
Agile. Take that word agile. What does Ion mean by saying we become agile? You didn't even hear it.
Well, I did hear it. I was thinking of an.
She said agile.
I was thinking of an eagle or something that's very turn on a coin or something, very, very tightrope walker.
Tactile.
Yeah.
Visceral in your meat.
Do you know what tactile is, Acha? Do you know what tactile means?
Yes.
Mute, Carol.
Determined by touch.
Yeah, go ahead.
Determined
and what
by
is touch?
And
is touch contact? Is touch contact?
Contact?
No, tactility is the non... Now listen to this, Cha. Tactility is the non-contact part. The contact part is kinetic pressure. When you let your hand go and move it into the empty space and then go and return and touch, that movement away to the non-touching is tactility.
Beautiful. Thank you. I've never heard that definition.
I don't know if it's beautiful.
Definition.
Well, no,
well,
it comes from McLuhan, and it comes from McLuhan. It's McLuhan's take on things, and I've applied it to Ion as long as I could get away with it. That's the first definition I ever tell whenever. It's the first definition I always bring up when we get into McLuhan, so you have not heard that. See, so you've got a lot of assumptions that you're jumping in with Ion at this late date, and you don't know some of the stuff that's said before. You haven't heard enough archives. So I'm going to be on your case and tell you what we, or Ion, says about every topic you bring up. Like, you talk about the Earth. How do you image the Earth? What does the Earth look like to you?
A hamburger.
Is that accurate, Ion?
Yeah, that's good. Hamburger.
Flat on the top with the underneath. I'm not sure about the bottom, if that's... I don't know where when the 33rd parallel goes, whether the archangels will move all the continents up to the top.
They don't move the continents, okay? You've got a lot of New Age assumptions. I could just hear it. The angels do nothing but help people go to the guff, and now there's no guff, so the angels got nothing to do. And they aren't moving continents. We are.
Wow.
People, you are moving continents. Yeah, you should say wow. I'm going to make you say wow. If you're going to do rapid fire, I'm going to make you say wow every time, because you're going to find out that what you're asking about ain't what I am saying.
Whew.
Yeah, well, don't exaggerate. It's just nothing exhausting. You've got endless energy. There's no need to go, whoop, or wow, or thank you, or gratitude.
But by God, you will say wow every single time, though. You will do that. But the woo's not necessary. But the wow is a deal breaker, though, Chuck.
Yes. But will the Pacific Bulge rising be the new Atlantis?
Oh, you mean the Bimini side? Yeah, Atlantis already is. We're just waiting on y'all to get the rest of the little ones to get out of the way. There's a lot of bias.
Okay,
There's a lot of nasty women around, Elizabeth Warren, and nasty women. We got to get the rest of them out of the way so they won't be all there. We'll give them paradise.
Okay, I'm just going to mute Ian for a minute. Listen, Cha, what Ian has said from the beginning is that that Atlantis has not shown up yet. All that literature by Plato and everybody else is not Atlantis. Atlantis hasn't come yet. And that's a new idea that Ian provides, and he's going off about Elizabeth Warren and not telling you the basic idea. Now, I'll unmute him and see what he adds
to
that. But that's
how that applies.
Yeah, what you didn't say. So you get, Cha, there's no new Atlantis. Atlantis hasn't arrived yet. Now, that's another wow idea, right? Just think of all that occult literature about bullshit Atlantis and where it was, and Ian comes in with total originality, says it hasn't arrived yet.
Well, that's why I wondered if it was coming out of the Pacific Bulge.
No, it exists in the capstone of the Egyptian pyramid on Giza. Atlantis is us becoming ascended on the RNA drops. That's what Atlantis is. It's not a place. It's not a crystal city. It's not Disneyland. It is what we are.
Although Robert Schuller made a very nice one, though. And then he did actually
a
whole
cathedral. Yeah, nice.
He did that.
Do you get that? You see how every New Age concept that you've thought about for years, it has nowhere near what Ion's saying.
Yeah.
I hope you survive this. Take a spoonful of protein.
She has been to the Fosso Law, Bob, so she's way up. She can
fuck
take it like
that
a man.
Shit. I just did
she
3 hours
like
of Zappa. 3 hours of Zappa. Okay?
That certainly explains your attitude right now. So we're going to try to overcome that. So it'll be good. It'll be good.
You
it'll
don't need to overcome it. You relax a lot right there. Back to Cha. Okay, what's their next half topic, Cha? Because we're going to chop it up as soon as you mention it.
Do ascended beings fight wars?
No, they do not. They have them false.
So the people who've conquered planets are not ascended?
Conquering planets has nothing to do with war. Kings still have war, but kings rarely fight the war. That's what you have Churchill for. As long as you have enough bourbon, of course.
So, a little word game there. Now get that. The Ascended have fucking wars daily, but they don't participate in them. They run them from behind the scenes. Now look at that. Isn't that different?
It's like treating people like puppets.
They are. It's the same thing. It's just like Auschwitz. We're going to go there. Bomb. Call the media.
Yeah,
we're going to go there. We're going to talk about Auschwitz.
He also said bourbon, Bob.
What's bourbon?
The bourbon.
It's a drink.
Bourbon
it's
Duke,
a drink.
Yeah.
No. It's a drink Churchill drank. Bourbon whiskey is what Churchill drank to win the war. He didn't like what he was having
to do. Yeah, it wasn't Duke of Bourbon. He was talking about liquor. But yeah, go down.
Well, the Duke of Bourbon was liquor.
Give us the behind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. Here you go. You got the juice. They come up here and they run along here and they ask the Pharaoh. Say, Pharaoh, help us with our feed. Okay. Now Joseph, the coat of many colors, his family throwed him in the ditch. He got in with Pharaoh and he got moved in favor and he was running Egypt. All right. The coat of many colors. They put him in there. Next thing you know, the tribe, which came to what is Israel, the Jews, came and says, help us with the grain. And Joseph says, oh, yeah, you motherfuckers, come on back in here. You ain't worth my spit. You ain't worth my spit. But I'm going to help you just because you're my family. And unlike you, I'm overcoming myself. I'm going to help you anyway. You're not worth my spit. I should have your head chopped off, but I could just not feed you and watch you wither and die very happily in my world. And I'd never know the difference one way or the other. Okay. Fast forward a little bit. Then the next thing you know, the whole crowd, the whole crew says, wait a second, help us with our grain. Help us with our fields. Well, the rain's not good. Well, I don't know how it's going on. Well, it's not really working out. I'm having a hard time. Well, go ahead and take our houses. Suck us over the house. Well, okay, now take the farms. Okay, now, Joseph, you know, see if Pharaoh will be our God. See if Pharaoh will be our God. And the Egyptians put themselves in a precarious position through the Pharaoh as a God to be over all of the Jews, the Hebrews, and now they were slaves. They put themselves into slavery. They asked Pharaoh through Jacob to make them be slaves. They asked to be into slavery because they couldn't make it on their own as little men. This brings up the whole mishmash of all this separatism that everyone seems so torn up about that we keep poking at, making fun of with the colored this and the gray that and the tidy whities and the whole bullshit thing that doesn't make any difference. We should turn you all inside out, and this would never have a conversation before, because we live in a truly colorless world, except everyone is in color, in living color. What fun. So now they ask to be put into bondage. Now, guess what? You have Americans right now who've asked to be put in bondage. The reason that you have everybody going to American jobs ain't in America because Americans wouldn't do the American job. And they run them all out so they can get a little cheaper, so they can get a little business going around, a little business down, and got the money checks come into money side. They don't want to pay for a shirt, they don't want to make a shirt, they don't want to cut a shirt, they don't want to sew a shirt, they don't want to make a shirt. Our shirt company made the best shirts in the world, and they shipped it off to Pakistani, fucking Pakistani. An era broadcloth button-down shirt that lasts you 100 years used to cost $10. Now the same Burberry bullshit costs $1,000 or $100 or whatever. Three washings and you throw it in the garbage can because you don't make it right no more. Now you're coming back around full circle where you finally have the first time to have an exodus. This isn't a movement. This is an exodus. You're going to come back to your place as God. And as little men, you're going to work. You're going to work hard with the toil of your hands. But if you're a God, you're going to wave your little finger and the world will bow to the gods that are worshipped.
Whew. This is Jupiter ascending.
You're supposed to say wow.
I did first.
Oh, well, you know, one more time. That was a double wow. So you put yourself in bondage. You put yourself in bondage and then excited when you get out of it. How? What a glib cliche archetype that is. I put myself in the mire of fucking life and I'm getting myself out. Wow. There you go. Wait a minute. You put yourself there. You separate yourself from your power. You got yourself sideways with all this stuff, and then you're mad because you can't work it out. Well, you put you there, you work you out. You go, okay. Mm-hmm. And then we say relax and allow and pat you on the head, put you on the mantelpiece and let people stare at your little TT looking through the keyhole of the door, through the portal, through the portal, through the portal. And then we give you every creature comfort in the whole wide world and you give it away because you're having a whim because your sister ain't right. And then this, that, and the other, and sideways and everything else a rabbit can do to a damn stump. Now we got to come back and fetch through all the unwinding, rewinding, dewinding and bring it to the paso la to get you back to a vibrational frequency so you can hear for the very first time. Okay, go ahead and give us a wow.
Wow.
All right, now we're going to move on to the next phase. Now it's time to come on into your place of power, darling. You get a little taste of it now, you see. Through very uncommon, uncanny, unnormal, unknowing, unnatural humans, you're going to be placed on a platter. Silver-plated platter, by the way. Good nickel silver. Good coin silver is good. Do you have a nice tea service? If not, you should get a nice one. Wallace makes a fabulous Francis the First. It is deliciously wonderful. Good, fabulous chocolate pot with it, too. And the tipping urn, the whole nine yards. Very wonderful. Make sure you get the one that burns on the alcohol, not the sterno. Seems to hold up better. Doesn't tip the silver quite as badly. Really entertaining for high tea. And those beautiful little cucumber sandwiches, they're the best. Okay, you can give us a wow there over the tipping urn. It was, we know it was a little over the top. Or a nice samovar. A nice samovar would do you well. It's good, too. We're trying to get you in a position so you can receive high tea with those who are like you. That's where you're moving to. Feel that hum, that convergence. That shaking a bit. Oh, wait, we'll turn it up a little bit. Try that.
Mm.
Yeah, a little wow. You can get a little wow. Now what happens? Frequency now, it starts to move towards you. Don't let it overtake you, and don't ask to be put in bondage. okay? Ease into it. You're good. Bob is fine. Bob's not that. He's just the dark angel. He's nothing more than that, the dark soul that they're looking for. They're not going to find him because we're not going to let them find him. So
good.
It's okay. You don't have to worry about that. But also, you don't have to fear it because he's the only thing trying to bring you back into a place so that the 23rd chapter of Revelation can actually apply to you. It does. But until you know it, most people don't even know that there is a 23rd chapter of Revelation. How astounding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
She just hit it.
There it went. Most excellent. Good. Okay, now do the next one, honey. You got us greased up now.
If the earth is flat, why does water go down the plug clockwise in the northern, what we call the northern hemisphere?
It doesn't. That's why they back up. That's why they chug up. That's why they blow. That's why they stop up. That's right. They don't. That's exactly right. They don't. The empire is constantly striking back. How is it you have more evaporation of water than you have falling of rain? That doesn't make sense either.
So is it like New York City with all the vets coming out of the
New York
street?
City?
All the
New
seas.
York City.
Or Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Or it's going to Alaska. They're changing the zip code.
If there are these realms within realms,
There are.
No, you must ask Ion, what is he going on about New York City? You mentioned New York City. He goes, New York City? Ask him what his tone was about. What is he going on about New York like that?
Yes.
Find out.
Tell
it's
me.
A terrible place to make salsa.
But the steam coming out from below, is that a system of tunnels that are significant?
No, it's just the devil. Here at the wall.
Here at the wall. Do you know that phrase? That's a phrase Ion repeats 1,000 times.
1703. Thank you very much.
It doesn't mean anything. Wailing Wall.
No, well, that's a good one. That's an example of it. But see, you have to go to Wall Street,
yes,
and the Cross Street.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Trinity Church, one street over, up from Battery Park.
Yeah.
That little corner, here at the wall.
Yeah. So it's...
What do you mean, yep? He's telling you
things. It's a portal. It's... What are you hinting at, Ion, please?
No, we're explaining here at the wall. There's lots of archives. There's a whole section here at the wall. It's like burning in the belly.
Thank you.
You can find it. But that's for then. That's for then, but it's coming into now. All that stuff that was then that we babbled on about that Bob was so amazed with, and so the angel diagram, and he's still figuring all that out, and the 14 degrees of freedom, and all these different little glib, cliched archetypes that he's embraced and got into. It got him off that damn chart, thank God. Otherwise, y'all would have died miserably in the fucking Thompson Quadrant without the help and benefit of non-physical. You're welcome. You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Then what happens, you come back and you say, okay, let's see if there is something to this, about this. You got some old hands that don't even know what the wish is in the lampstand. And here you come in, a bright and spry young little Philly chicken, and you know everything just by rote. How fabulous it is to be you, darling. Isn't that great?
Thank you. One last question. What process on transition will people taken from Earth to Mars or the Moon or off Earth undergo? Will they be recycled on Earth, or do they then go through
Don't say recycle.
Sorry.
No. We just don't want to confuse you. We don't really care what you say, but we don't want you to use words that you haven't attached a meaning to that don't apply. You have no idea. Bob can explain back in the early days. Bob is a blank check. He is nothing. He knows everything and nothing. You can't explain anything because he's going to question everything, and he's the only one that can find out things that nobody else can find out because he goes after it and goes after it, and then he finds out and he knows it and he goes after it. Now he's sitting here telling you, and then he can ask us the very same question of what he just told you, and it can be a completely different answer. We did it like two wire whips. You know what you beat eggs or egg whites with?
Yes.
or, yes. or like making some frothing, take two of those, one in one hand, and put them both in the same hand, one facing out, one facing north, and hold them two together. Like those are paths, string theory kind of thing. Everybody's going on these things. When you get back to the middle where your hand is, if you change up, sometimes you leave this world, go to another world. Some people come from other worlds. It's like Grand Central Station. See, it's like changing up, and you're always on the train. You're always running, 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 running. Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're there, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. It's going on and back and forth. It kind of comes back and forth. It's like how you get to the place where you are, which you are, you don't know because you're going because you're next, and you're coming, you're back, and you're forth, and you're over and under, and everything wrapped in stuff, and you're back. You can't obfuscate those things. They come to your place, they come to what you know. And what you know is what you know because it's what you knew. You have to look at the man in the mirror. That's old time. That's old timey, old timey. That's old timey. That's past him. That doesn't work anymore. That's way past. That's over, and that reflection in the mirror is the old you. It's not who you are at all. But yet, your whole world is gauged on your glance in the window. And we have proof of that. How in the world can you get to go outside and look at yourself in the mirror, full length, triple mirror, back, forth, and get out the house and your slips is 4 inches down your skirt tail? How in the world do you not see that you slip 4 inches down your skirt tail? Well, you say, well, I am. Well, it slips down sometimes. No, it does not. When you fix it, it don't slip. Oh, wait, that's why they call it a slip, isn't it? No. Well, anyhow, you are not, you have visual biases that contort your base of gauge of prosol knowing. Your visual bias affects your knowing gauge. And so, therefore, you have no idea. You're speaking to us now in this world, and you have no idea how this world even applies. You don't even have a clue. You don't even know how you left this world when you went to the Fasola, honey. If you don't get to Royce Hall, it's going to be a long day, but it'll be there soon.
Whew, gosh.
Wow.
Wow. is it true there's a ban on off-world interference with the Earth until humanity comes into their power?
Maybe.
Humanity's not going to come into its power. Most of it's going to die off. And there's no off world. You got to get rid of that concept. There's no on, there's no off. That's old Project Paper. What are those guys? Project Camelot crap. Off
Paperclip.
World. That's Randy Boggan. Off planet news.
Oh, the zany minister.
That's right. You were interviewed by him back in June 2010.
Now he's a minister. It's for tax purposes only, though.
I didn't know that. He became a minister, right? Okay, whatever happened to Teresa? Teresa was a good friend of his, got him to interview us. That's in June 2010. And then Teresa went bonkers. Where'd she go? Where's Teresa?
She's in California.
She was the first ascended person to talk to Ian who didn't know they were ascended.
There you go. That's true. It's like 457, the wayfaring stranger.
I don't know about that. 457, is that a novel?
Number 457, wayfaring stranger.
Oh, it's a hymn number. So okay, so you see, Cha, you know, we don't bring any concepts. If you're going to use words, use them. But no, they're going to be destroyed here.
Yes, it's challenging to orient myself in this landscape with all the boundaries completely
different. That's what we're saying. That's exactly what we're saying. That's exactly right. You can't. And there's no problem there. And there's no less than faith because of that. That's just what it is.
You're trying to use your mind to orient. You're using your mind to orient.
Then you don't have to worry about the damn Boodians because they're your next door neighbor. You're attaching something to it that isn't. So, good.
Mm. So, it's back to the
only thing that ever worked anyway is sin.
Yeah, to the point. Could I ask you one personal question?
You just did.
Okay.
So you can even ask one more.
When I went on an expedition with Dr. Greer, I believed that a being called VARR somehow connected with me. Was that true?
It is.
Is it still true?
Yeah. Well, they were more powerful than you then, but now they're afraid that you're going to smoke them now.
Thank you, Ion. So I just ignore it.
Why ignore it? Why?
From the point of view of
blow it up. blow it up.
Okay.
Chunk it in a bucket. Chunk it in the bucket. Boy, what a libertine gospel that is.
Tell us about what did Stephen Greer teach you? Let's get that nonsense out of your head.
Before we went out on the expedition, we were taught about free energy and how the government did not want people to have access to free energy, otherwise, or have access to extraterrestrials, otherwise they would want to know.
He was from Cork. He was from Cork, Bob.
Who, Stephen Greer?
Yeah.
Well, he's an American. He's down there in Tennessee or someplace.
Cork.
He's saying his family.
Cork.
So what do they call that thing? Robert Anton Wilson calls it, Carolyn, the poobah or something in Ireland. He was affected by the poobah folklore. Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Poobah. Bob is so innocent and so fresh, you knew you'd never get tired of him. You just never get tired of him. He's always coming with some new bullshit. It's the best thing. Bullshit. So
I get so much bullshit lagging in my brain. Yes, Angela. Pay attention. I pay attention to everybody. They're all creating bullshit.
Yeah.
But the the poobah. But are you saying because he's from Cork, he's carrying some Cork folklore into America and giving seminars on UFOs? That's
computer says yes.
So, Chad, what happened? What did he talk about? How did he get you? Yeah, where was the expedition, asked Carolyn?
One was for the crop circles in England, where we saw the crop circles and a lot of aircraft flew overhead without their lights on. And he also was able to part a hole in the sky above us, in the clouds, which is very damp and wet in England. And he did what they call a puja, a Sanskrit puja, and then the heavens would open and you would suddenly see all the stars. That happened once.
So, Ian, what is this stuff he's doing? What do you say he's
actually doing?
The same
thing they're doing at Stern. No different.
Well, he's doing it with his mind.
No, he's not.
How's he doing it?
Borrowed energy.
From where?
Us.
So he is using non-physical to give seminars, workshops, and to open the skies.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, you can do it too. You do it all the time when you move your bowels, Bob.
So what is the concept of significance he's trying to make out of it? Is he making people feel less?
Oh, he's trying to make himself be. No, he's trying to make himself be something when he's not. But it's okay. Nobody hurt. Okay, but not so much.
You hear that, Cha? He's trying to make everybody else less than.
Well,
if you listen to what he actually says, that's what he's saying. No one can do it like me. I'm the only thing that ever was. I'm the first coming, second coming, coming. I'm going to come only. I'm going to be a comer. I'm an overcomer. I overcame the overcoming. I've overcome. I've been delivered from the deliverer. The deliverer has delivered me from a delivery. Wait, that's FedEx. No, fed up. No. No, wait. Let's see.
UPS. UPS.
Federal Express.
UPS.
Joined and they became fed up. Fed up. Good.
So that was another workshop you got ripped off from, Cha.
Say wow. Say wow.
Wow.
Yeah, say wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Another wasted $100.
If you turn the wow upside down, I just realized it says, Mom, Mom, Mom.
That's right. It's good.
Well, we could have just as easily been broop, broop, broop.
Yeah, oh, take the word one, W-O-N, turn upside down, it's now.
No.
You won now.
No. Honestly, Bob and I really feel as if I've been through a potato peeler or a chute down a
Well, chute. You haven't. You feel that way. It's a misguided feeling. You have not been through anything.
Yeah, it's like muddy waters. You can't lose what you ain't never had.
Whew.
No, that's supposed to be wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can really feel it.
So how many seminars did you buy from Stephen Greer? Did you do it just once?
I did it just once. And I did go to America as well once.
for Stephen Greer.
Yes, and they had helicopters flying over the motel, just buzzing it. I don't know why.
Why? Because Stephen was there.
No, they were afraid they were open the heavens. They were trying to get the pixie dust to sail through the sky. They were trying to save that pixie dust so they could have them some. So they gave them a little angel nookie. They were looking for a little angel nookie. They think it's the same. Don't worry. It's all good.
You get that? You get that, Chuck?
I'm just really anxious now because,
don't be anxious.
Concerned about... I've run out of questions that seem suitable to ask. I can't sum up.
Okay,
what
so take
me.
A sip of magnesium.
Aduma, Aduma, Aduma.
What about Aduma?
That's what she should apply. Aduma.
What is that?
It's a song. There's this wonderful thing called the Sacred Harp. You'll have to try it sometime.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's called the Rage. They have one at Royce Hall. It's very spectacular, too. It's very wonderful. And they have them other places, too. But it's pretty amazing. You should try it. It's called Aduma. It's a song. It's kind of like the... they also have one at several places. You could do it at the... let's see. We got to get you right. Aduma... would explain it. Strive to be a person who is never absent from an important act. Like Bob.
Who isn't afraid to be absent.
Right. And you can say wow now.
Wow. That's what I've been thinking.
Yeah, because Bob says you had to say wow every time, so we just want to go with it. We don't want to cross it up. Because he'll try to do bad shit. He can't do it, but he tries. And we know his little head turns red and his little ears pop out. It's the funniest thing you ever see. The greatest strength is gentleness. And he went off food yesterday, y'all. It's the first time ever. She made liver. Liver is the best. It is the most amazing. It's even better than nut pate. Now, nut pate is one of our favorites. It is very, very over-the-top delicious. It's better than meat, the nut pate. But that and then... and the lamb, sometimes the lamb is very delicious too. So there's just a lot of things. And then there's that roast thingy, that the venison, make the venison roast. That's like butter. Like butter. It just melts in your mouth.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Ian.
We like the way Carolyn cooks. She's a good cooker, at her.
Yeah, she is good. Thank you, Sha, for your probings. And
thank you.
Re-listen to it, find out what was said to you, and be back next week for more.
Thank you.
You're devastated?
Devastated.
Did you listen to Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, One Drop of Water? It's on the playlist. It's very good.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy the Fasola playlist?
Yes, I've listened to 6 or 7 today.
That's good. Well, there should be more on it now.
There are plenty. There are plenty. Thank you so much.
Oh, there's more coming.
On behalf of everybody. Yeah.
Oh, see, look how marvelous now, Bob. She's speaking for everyone now. How delicious. One little round to the Faso Lodge. She's running the joint. Isn't this great? We think it's fabulous. It's fabulous.
I'm going to hide under my desk. I know no one can see me, but I'm just really...
Nice.
Why?
It's all good.
What? We're bringing out the latent paranoia in you. Why would you hide under your desk? That's silly. What are you hiding from?
Because it's a very important desk. It's a very important desk, and it's actually another portal. But we didn't want to tell her it was the portal, Bob, because she'll give the motherfucker away like she did Momo's mirror.
Yes. Thank you.
It's a portal, too. It's a portal, too, darling. That's why you get lost there sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. There you go. That's the girl. Wow, every time. It's the same thing if you spell it backwards, too. The
thank
same way,
much,
but if you flip it upside down, it's mom. If you turn it upside down, it's mom.
Yeah. Now one. Winning. One.
Winning.
Now.
Winning. Wow.
One. Thank you very much, sir, Cha.
Thank you.